This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. Whatever business you're in, BT's got your back, with reliable connectivity to keep you connected as you grow. Search BT's got your back.
This is The Times evening briefing on Wednesday, the 24th of April. A teenage girl has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder after two teachers and a pupil were stabbed at a school in southwest Wales. Emergency services attended Aman Valley School in Carmarthenshire just after 11:20 this morning. The Times' South West correspondent Will Humphreys is in Aman Ford. He's been speaking to eyewitnesses.
People said that a Cannoli announcement announced a code red lockdown and that students were then locked inside their classrooms by teachers. They remained in lockdown for the next 4 hours. Parents and concerned family members gathered at the gates of the school. And children were only released at 3:30 this afternoon.
Rishi Sunak says he's made a choice to prioritise defence, defending his pledge as fully funded. The Prime Minister's appeared at a press conference in Berlin a day after committing to put Britain's defence spending on a war footing by increasing it to 2.5% of national income by 2030. The move will be funded by slashing 72,000 civil service jobs. But economists have warned it will also require deep cuts in other areas of public spending.
It's a completely funded plan. We've got a very clear idea of how to reduce civil service headcount, which has grown considerably over the past few years. And we can bring that back and use that to fund what I announced yesterday. And alongside that, continue to invest in public services and cut people's taxes. But I can only say those things because we've got a plan. And that plan is working. And I'm prepared to make choices.
Former National Security Advisor Sir Stephen Lovegrove has told Times Radio he welcomes the defence spending pledge, saying the power of British leadership is important, but now other countries need to show they are pulling their weight.
The kinds of conflicts that we're seeing at the moment are giving real pause for thought on what kind of capabilities we need to be able to protect ourselves in the future, and they will require money. So in a sense, it's a confirmation of the kinds of things that have been announced over the last few years anyway, and I hope very much that it will provide a model for other European countries and other developed economies around the world and our allies to up their defence spending as well.
Four people have been injured after five military horses ran loose through central London this morning, one of which was covered in blood. It's believed the animals, which were exercising in Belgravia, were spooked when some concrete being moved by builders hit the ground. Two, both with saddles, reins and collars, were filmed racing down Aldwych. The army later confirmed all the horses were recovered. Tributes have been paid to Lord Field of Birkenhead, the former Labour minister and crossbench peer who's died at the age of 81. Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer says his death is a profound loss to politics and our nation. Lord Field revealed he was terminally ill in 2021. Speaking to Times Radio after the release of his memoir last year, he was asked how he'd like to be remembered.
Well, I know I've already decided my headstone, which is Frank Field and my MP membership of 40 years for Birkenhead. But I'd like to be remembered someone that tried to tell the truth.
And you can hear more on all these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Rising sea levels, extreme weather patterns, extinctions of species. Our planet needs protecting. I'm Adam Vaughan, the environment editor for The Times, and this is Planet Hope from The Times, in partnership with Rolex and its Perpetual Planet Initiative. In this podcast, we hear from leading experts from around the world who are committed to finding solutions. These explorers, scientists, entrepreneurs, and citizens are committed to a common goal: to protect our home, Earth. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.